With me today is Keith Somhurst, who is a partner and head of Bucket Long South Essex Dispute Resolution Team. Today he's going to be talking about why litigation does not need to be expensive. Keith?
Yes, I think it's a common perception that litigation always tends to cost thousands of pounds, and everyone hears the horror stories of cases going all the way to court, the ones that quite often make the press, so arguments over a couple of feet of land on a boundary, that kind of thing. And, you know, it is true that on occasion those things do happen, but in the vast majority of disputes that's not the case. A lot of our work is involving resolving disputes long before any court proceedings are even sort of contemplated.
And that's
really
quite key, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't need to be the case that proceedings are issued. There's all kinds of different ways of resolving disputes, and a lot of what we will do will be to try and resolve disputes by way of correspondence, negotiation. Parties often don't have any appetite for litigation. We understand that, and we'll work with them to try and resolve their disputes without ever going down that route. And on the other hand, you know, if clients do want to take that step, then we're quite ready to do that for them.
So Keith, typically how many claims do actually come to court?
Very few cases that we deal with actually result in proceedings being issued, and even when proceedings are issued, I think it's less than 1 in 100 that actually get to a trial, and it's less than 1 in 10 that where anyone defends the claim at all. So you know, even where you are talking about issuing proceedings, it's very rare that will result in a defended case that goes all the way to trial, and you know, that's where the costs are incurred. Mm-hmm. when cases do run through to trial. So it really doesn't happen very often.
So can you tell me how you can help clients?
Yes. When a client comes to us with a problem, with a dispute, we will work closely with them to understand what their objectives are, what their budget is, and, you know, we'll work with them to work out a plan of how we can try and resolve the dispute, bearing in mind their objectives and budget. So it will depend on how far they've gone themselves, but generally we will try and resolve matters in correspondence initially. Then we will consider means of trying to resolve a dispute by way of alternative dispute resolution, which is something that the courts are very keen on now. They push parties to consider that and to try and resolve disputes outside of court. So that can involve a without prejudice meeting where the parties just sit round and try and resolve things themselves, or one step up from that is a mediation, which is a similar thing but with a mediator there trying to broker an agreement. But, you know, we will work with clients to meet their needs. If they feel that they have already exhausted attempts to settle and they want to issue proceedings, then obviously we're quite happy to do that for them as well.
So what pitfalls do you find that clients come up with when they first meet you?
Well, I think that the pitfalls that clients do encounter is often with leaving it too late before instructing a solicitor. And in fact, often cases that you hear about that do go all the way to trial, sometimes you'll find that, particularly in the boundary dispute ones, that's where you might have litigants that perhaps don't take advice at an early stage or at all, and they don't have the benefit of that advice at the outset as to whether it's worthwhile taking a case to trial. But with the benefit of taking advice at an early stage is that you understand the merits and the weaknesses with your position. You understand the realities in terms of how it works, with costs being incurred and the risk for the other side's costs, what costs you might be likely to recover if successful. And it's important to understand all of that right at the start. Mm. So that you can make an informed decision about how to proceed.
Would you always advise clients to avoid court action?
No, absolutely not. Okay. It might well be that's the best option for a client in a particular situation. If you're talking about a commercial dispute and you've got two sensible commercial parties, then often a commercial settlement is the most sensible outcome. But often you're not talking about two parties with commercial heads on resolving disputes in that way. And if you've got a client with a good case who is met with another party that is not prepared to negotiate or be realistic about the reality of the situation, then it may well be that issuing proceedings is the best way, sometimes the only way, to actually recover damages. And if a client's got a good case and the other side's got the means to pay, or perhaps if they're insured, their insurers will step in, then issuing a claim is the best solution.
And how can people get in contact with you?
Well, people can ring me on my direct line, which is 01245 453 821, or email me at keith.songhurst@birkittlong.co.uk.